Masechet Zevachim, Perek Tet, Mishnah Gimel, in the end of the previous Mishnah, we concluded with the rule of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon told us, Kol shepisul bakodesh, hakodesh mekabelo, lo haya pisul bakodesh, en hakodesh mekabelo, a korban that was disqualified while it was being worked in the avodah, in the courtyard, it's accepted on the Mizbeach. If it was disqualified not in holiness, then it's not accepted on the Mizbeach. Here we'll talk about cases that are disqualifications that are in a kodesh mekabelo, because lo haya pisulo bakodesh. They didn't become pasul in the course of avodah, but they became pasul in another way. Mishnah says, elu lo hayu pesulin bakodesh. These are cases of invalid korbanot where the disqualification was not done in the course of the avodah. Haroveya vehanirba, an animal that had relations with the person, where it had relations with the person, or the nirba is that a person had relations with it. Vehamukseh vehane'evad, an animal that was designated as a korban for an idol, or that itself was worshipped. Vehaetnan vehamechir, or a animal that was given to a prostitute as payment, or that was given as an exchange for a dog. Vehakil'ayim vaterefa, or a animal that's a kil'ayim, it's a mix between two different breeds, or a terefa, an animal that was going to die within the year. Vehayotze dofen, a C-section, cesarean section, birth of an animal, uba'ale mumin, or an animal that was blemished. All of these disqualifications are problematic for the korbanot, and they're considered to be lo haya pisulo bakodesh. They didn't become disqualified while they were in the course of holiness, because they became disqualified before the avodah began. Therefore, the rule of Rabbi Shimon would tell us that even if they were put on the mizbeach, they do not become sanctified and have to be removed. Rabbi Akiva machshir b'ba'alei mumin. Rabbi Akiva rules that blemished animals are fit to remain on the mizbeach once they're put there. According to the Gemara, we limit the rule of Rabbi Akiva to minor blemishes like a cataract in the eye. The reason it would be called a minor blemish is because it wouldn't be posel in a bird. It wouldn't be considered to be a blemish in a bird. It's not disqualified at all. So therefore, even though it disqualifies in a regular animal, we say it doesn't disqualify it to the extent that if it's already offered on the Mizbeach, it has to be removed. But obviously, even Rabbi Akiva would say if it was missing a limb, which would disqualify with a bird, that it would also be such a stronger disqualification with an animal that it would have to be removed from the Mizbeach. Rabbi Hananya, Segana Kohanim Omer, Rabbi Hananya, who was in charge of the Kohanim, said the following, Dohe haya aba et ba'ale mumin me'al gavei ha-mizbeach. He said that his father would remove korbanot that had a blemish from the Mizbeach in a very discreet manner, out of respect for the korban. Even though the korban here was invalid, he made sure to take it away in a way that wasn't obvious. So he differs from Tana Kama, who says, no, just remove them. There's no holiness to them whatsoever. Abba of Rabbi Hananya, the father of Rabbi Hananya, would take them away in a very discreet manner out of respect.